What's up, Tools of Titan? It's Tim Ferriss. I've got a story. What does making a decision and a donkey have to do with each other? Well, I wanted to record a quick one this morning because I don't have as much time today, and I'm really doing my best to just show up and practice what I preach, which is I've got a lot of little things that I've created different rules so that I can show up and do what I want to do that I know improves my life. I know that I want to help others. And so rather than being like, I've got to be on at an exact time right now, rather than be on at for an exact amount of time, I can just be on. And I pulled one from the old Tools of Titans here from Tim Ferriss. And one of my favorite authors, he's got a great book, Anything You Want. His name's Derek Sivers. If you haven't looked him up, check him out. But he's got a little fable in here, and it's titled, Don't Be a Donkey. And Tim asks, Derek, what advice would you give to your 30-year-old self? Derek says, don't be a donkey. Tim says, well, what does that mean? Derek, well, I meet a lot of 30-year-olds who are trying to pursue many different directions at once, but not making any progress in any of them, right? They get frustrated that the world wants them to pick one thing because they want to do them all. Why do I have to choose? I don't want to choose. But the problem is, if you're thinking short-term, then you act as though if you don't do them all this week, they won't happen. The solution is to think long-term, to realize that you can do one of these things for a few years, a few weeks, a few days, and then do another one for a few years, and then another. You've probably heard the fable, I think it's Buridan's ass, about a donkey who is standing halfway between a pile of hay and a bucket of water. He just keeps looking left to the hay and right to the water, trying to decide, hay or water, hay or water. He's unable to decide, so he eventually falls over and dies of both hunger and thirst. A donkey can't think of the future. If he did, he'd realize he could clearly go first to the water and then go back to the hay. So my advice to my 30-year-old self is don't be a donkey. You can never do everything you want to do. You just need foresight and patience. And so my thing is make a decision today. Make a decision to send that text, to make that phone call, to send that DM, to say hello to somebody that you've been meaning to say hello to for weeks or months. Just do that thing you've been putting off. And think of things as little projects, not as lifelong commitments. I know that my brain at times, especially an ADHD brain, can be very literal and very all or nothing. I'm going to do this all in or I'm not doing it at all. And although there's a blessing aspect to that, at times, as I've gotten older, it can leave me in indecision. It can leave me in paralysis by analysis. And so rather than picking something to even just do for a few days or a few weeks, I pick nothing. And I just keep thinking about what would be the perfect thing to do. And I can tell you that I can't speak for everyone, but I can probably speak for someone, and that someone's me and maybe someone else. Someone else will relate. But I feel a hell of a lot better doing something than doing nothing. Now, let me caveat that with, I like doing nothing. At times, I most definitely like doing nothing, right? And just chilling out, going for a walk. That's still doing something. I'm talking about when you've got ideas flowing through your mind and different things that you're thinking about doing, but you never get out of thinking about doing them. And there's things you know when you've done them, you feel good doing them. And yet you don't do them because you're thinking, but what if this other thing is better? What if this other thing is better? What if that's not it? What if this doesn't work out? What if I put 3 weeks into this? I can tell you that everything you do, you can learn from. Everything you do, you can grow from. Everything you do can make you better. Everything you do can ultimately lead to you having amazing things happen in your life. Because it's my belief, and not just my belief, I think a truth, that the last six letters in attraction are action. And when you take action, you can attract all sorts of amazing things into your life. Because if you're just sitting thinking, nobody can know what you're doing. And so for me on here, one of my missions is to give back all the different lessons, all the different ideas, my ability to speak, my ability to communicate, my ability to inspire, my ability to encourage, my ability to energize another human being, to be able to take that action and do that thing that they've been putting off. So Don't have a lot of time today, but I wanted to get on here to say, don't be a donkey. Make a decision today to take an action. You don't have to commit to it for the next 20 years of your life because action brings clarity. There's things you'll think you'll love, you'll hate. There's things you'll think you'll hate, you'll love. The things you'll think you'll love, you'll help. Love. Those things you'll think you'll hate, you will hate. But you won't do it. You won't know it until you do it. So just take that action. Try something out. See what you think of it. And then you can make another decision after that. And another, and another, and another. So keep rocking. Keep rolling. That's a short one for you today. Have an incredible day. And I'll see you soon. Rock and roll.